C'était Vampire, et en même temps, j'ai à l'antenne avec moi Stéphane Lille qui nous a rejoint. Donc, dans un instant, il va être en direct, le temps de le mettre effectivement sur la platine, et puis vous allez voir qu'on va mieux s'entendre tout de suite. Hi Stéphane, do you hear
Ayou,
me?
bonjour tout le monde.
Bonjour, bonjour Stéphane.
Bonjour Olivier, ça va?
Ça va très bien, merci. Et toi?
Hein? Bien aussi.
Bien. So today we speak only in French.
No, that was the best I have.
So, Stefan, thank you very much to accepting my invitation. Of course, as you know, we are on Vinyl Times. This is a live show, and you are totally live from Paris. So thank you so much to accepting this invitation. And first of all, my first question is regarding, of course, the lockdown. So, how is the lockdown going for you and the band?
So first, thank you for inviting me to your show. And the thing is, with the lockdown, now we have the second lockdown here in Germany. Good, Corona is not good for anybody in the world. We have to accept it. We have to do our best. We have to take care about ourselves, and we have to take care about everybody which is around us, family, friends, and all the persons. We have to go through this, and what shall we do? We can't change it at the moment. We have to do the best what is possible that we can maybe have a normal life in 2021.
Oui, la première question, hein, c'était regardant le lockdown. Il est comme en France, hein, il y a un deuxième lockdown donc en Allemagne, et le vrai fond du problème, c'est qu'il faut rester le plus solidaire ensemble et passer un maximum de temps entre nous, et puis espérer qu'en 2021, on aura une meilleure vue. So maybe we can start to speak about your new release. The album a bit out for 3 weeks now. Maybe two or three, two. Will there? What is the return of your fans?
You mean the reaction in the
Yeah.
like in
Yes.
Facebook? So far, yeah. It's always hard to talk about, by yourself about the reactions because, yeah, the thing is, after a while now, I think as you said, 3 weeks it's now, 2 weeks it's now out. The people compare it to Christ Zero regarding the level, how they like it.
Of course.
A lot of people say Christ Zero is their favorite CD from Fontainebleau, and they say now Ghost Experiment Illumination is on the same level than Christ Zero, what is perfect for us because we wanted to go a bit back to our roots, like Far of Grace, Christ Zero, and yeah, we are so happy that we released the CD, and the reactions are overwhelming because if you release the CD, you are looking forward for the release and you hope that there will be positive feedback, but you can't expect it. Yeah, that's the thing. And in the reviews, if you have like 9 points out of 10 or 5 from 5, if you are in the pool in the top 3, 5 or number one in two German magazines, big magazines, we are number one in the ranking. Great. So perfect, perfect.
So I have to translate now.
I will make my sentence shorter.
Comme il l'a dit, il est très content parce que ça fait effectivement 15 jours, un peu plus de 15 jours maintenant que l'album est sorti. Les fans le comparent beaucoup à Christ Zero, hein, qui est un super, super, super album. Et puis, comme il le dit, c'est bien d'avoir plein de bons retours parce que dans les magazines allemands, ils sont à 5 sur. Enfin, ils ont des notes incroyables, et le retour des fans, c'est de se dire waouh, quel album! Ils sont super contents. Regarding these two records, because we have another one which come in January last year, as the two records were released very quickly. It is important for you to give the second CD to finish the Gideon Grace story?
It wasn't planned to do a double CD. It was more that we had too much songs for CD one. Yeah, it was like that. And then I discussed the situation with Andy, the singer, and we thought, okay, instead of leaving away a song for CD one, we write three or four more songs, and we make another CD, so like Awakening and Illumination. And when we talked to Frontiers, our record company, about this idea, it was very clear if we go this way to make two CDs instead of one, we have to release in 1 year. The difference could not be like 3 years or 4 years, impossible. So we worked and worked and we wrote songs and we met and recorded and it was a real big work and a lot of work, but at the end it was the right decision.
Yeah. Bah, comme il le dit, en fait, il y a deux albums qui sont sortis coup sur coup, hein, en 2019, là, un qui termine l'histoire de Gideon Grace. Pourquoi il y avait eu deux CD? Bah, en fait, il y avait tellement de chansons qu'ils étaient partis pour faire un CD, puis vu tout ce qu'il y avait, bah, en fait, ils en ont fait deux, parce que Andy Koontz, il a écrit plein de titres, donc ils ont vu avec Frontiers, et puis ils ont dit, bah, Frontiers, voilà, on va plutôt en faire deux, et Frontiers a dit, ouais, si on en fait deux, on va pas attendre 3 ou 4 ans, donc il faut que ça soit quand même un délai normal. Donc, comme il le dit Stéphane, ils ont dû travailler pour pouvoir faire la deuxième partie de l'album, qui est un excellent album, mais ils ont dû travailler very hard, very quickly, with a lot of pressure, et voilà le résultat. Donc, c'est un très très bon disque, et ça nous permet de clôturer effectivement l'histoire de Gideon Grace à travers ses démons. I would like to say, Stéphane, that the end of the first record let Gideon Grace, the main characters of the CD1, with these demons. And with this new record, we go straight into the rest of the three with the first song with When the World is Falling Down. So it's very impressive first songs. These two first songs, When the World is Falling Down and Under the Horizon, are very powerful. And we give a lot of emotion. Right now, just to push these two songs, we are totally on the new and the end of the story. This is very important that you put these two songs at the beginning of your new CD.
It was like that when we had the first 9 songs. The story we had is kind of gap, so we had to finish this song. So we needed 3 more songs, and I was going to my library of songs. So which song can be a good start for the CD?
Yeah.
And the most of the people think that I like or that I hear progressive music all day and all night, but I like bands like Slipknot and like stuff. Yeah.
Is possible? No.
I like the old stuff like Ozzy Osbourne and Whitesnake, but I like the new stuff like Slipknot, what I said. And I had this song with this powerful riff. And I said, yeah, I knew from the beginning, if we start with this big orchestra intro and then going into this heavy song, it's a perfect opener. And when I wrote the song Under the Horizons, I had this idea for this chorus.
Yeah.
But I think that the chorus, when we sat down and I was at the chorus, da, 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 under the horizon, and Andy was singing it. And I said, Andy, personally for me, this is one of the best choruses we had for years. It opens the whole music, it opens the whole song, and yeah, for us it was clear these two songs have to start the CD.
Yeah. Comme vous l'avez compris, hein, quand on écoute la fin du premier CD, on laisse l'acteur principal qui est Gideon Grace autour de ses démons, et il y a toute une histoire. Donc je vous invite, pour ceux qui ne l'ont pas écouté, à découvrir le CD1 et à aller découvrir toute l'histoire autour de ces deux disques. Et puis pour rentrer tout de suite, parce qu'on était un petit peu resté sur notre fin à la fin du premier, il y avait comme un petit teaser en se disant mais qu'est-ce qui va se passer après? Et donc en relançant tout de suite avec ces deux titres qui sont When the World is Falling Down and Under the Horizon, on rentre tout de suite dans le deuxième CD et on a tout de suite cette impression d'être carrément dedans et d'être à côté de Gideon Grace qui vit beaucoup de choses. Et donc comme le dit Stéphane, il fallait trouver des bons titres, deux premiers bons titres, pour que derrière ça soit quelque chose qui soit prenant et très fort. Et puis Under the Horizon, quand il a été écrit, il y a un chorus qui est très parlant, qui est très prenant. Et comme le dit Stéphane, c'est peut-être un des morceaux où ils ont dans toute leur carrière un morceau avec un tel chorus. Et Andy l'a chanté, tout le monde l'a chanté. Et franchement, ce dans Under the Horizon, ça marque quand même son homme, parce que c'est une chanson magnifique. On l'écoutera après, elle fait presque 7 minutes. Et ce titre, il est quand même très très bon. Hein. Stéphane, I would like to say, sometimes when Andy came on the studio with some new songs or something like that, Do you think it's a crazy guys when he said we have to read one or two CD about ghost, about something like that, and we said, hey Stefan, we have to buff some music about these demons and something else. It is difficult when you see Andy coming with some ideas to create some songs.
No, because when we talked about how to what should be the main theme for the next CD, it's on Andy. He's doing the lyrics and he's responsible for that, and he's the singer, you know. He has to
yes
yeah, even he was a bit singing like you
when we did no
no when he's coming with his ideas, he told me the basic idea of the Philip experiment, which is the basic.
Yeah.
And when he explained this experiment to me, I said it's a great idea, but he said I don't want to describe the experiment, I want to take it for my personal story. And then we phone a lot, like 1 or 2 hours, you know, it's like musicians do. And he explained me the steps in the story, what he wants to do and what he wants to describe and the persons. And I think I'm doing music with Andy since
long time.
Yeah, 35 years now.
Yes.
So I think there's a special chemistry. I know very, very exactly what songs he likes.
Yeah.
And he knows exactly how I like when he is singing. Yeah. So we have good connection.
Yeah, yeah. Bah, comme je lui posais la question, quand on a Andy qui arrive en studio et qui dit « Bon, les amis, j'aimerais bien qu'on écrive un truc autour de démons, de choses autour de l'histoire de cette Philip Experiment, hein, c'est des fantômes et ainsi de suite. Comment il vit ça ? Bah, comme ils se connaissent très très bien, parce que ça fait très longtemps qu'ils sont ensemble, bah, c'est très simple. Hein. Stéphane, il dit « Je sais ce que je vais écrire. » Andy, c'est « je sais ce que je vais chanter », et puis ils ont une bonne alchimie entre deux, et ils arrivent à créer des titres magnifiques, et une nouvelle fois, il n'y a pas de surprise, Andy, il chante très très bien, et Stéphane, bah, il écrit des chansons magnifiques. Stéphane, just you speak this chemistry between you, Andy, and the rest of the band. I would like to say it is very important that you are the same members of the band since the beginning. So, that's totally crazy to set this one today, because a lot of bands change a drummer, a bassist player, a guitar player, and something like that. But no, nothing is moving in Vandenplas, and each year after each year, you create a lot of wonderful CDs. So this is totally crazy to say nothing is changed in Vandenplas except the quality of CD.
Oh, I hope the quality doesn't change too much.
No, maybe I think Vandenplas does not make any songs like Slapknot for sure.
No, it's I know what you mean. I'm just joking. The thing is, we had our beginning in the mid of the 80s. Okay, there was like 2 or 3 lineup changes because we have to find our style.
Yeah. Yeah?
But when we were getting in touch with Thorsten and Günther, they joined the band at the end of the 80s, beginning of the 90s. So it's now 30 years where we're playing together in this lineup. And yeah, the funny thing is, I think in every interview I did for the CD, the journalist is asking, crazy, 30 years, how are you doing it? And I think it's like that. We are doing a lot of things beside Vandenplas with the band, like the theater stuff we are doing. So I think that's a very important point, because we are acting like a kind of a company.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're doing Vandenplas for our progressive thing, mm-hmm. and we're doing our theater stuff where we're playing Jesus Christ Superstar or Rocky Horror yeah. Show, or we're doing rock operas of our own. So we do not have only the band. Yes, a band who releases CDs. We have a band which doing also other things. And now it's a long answer which you have to translate.
Thank you so much. Effectivement, donc comme ma question était très simple, c'est que le groupe il est quand même ensemble depuis un long moment maintenant et qu'effectivement il n'y a pas eu de mouvement dans le groupe. Et comme Stéphane le dit, effectivement ce qui est important aussi pour le groupe, c'est qu'il n'y a pas que Vandenplace. Il y a bien sûr Vandenplace quand on sort du Vandenplace, mais on va parler un petit peu avec Stéphane des choses à côté. Il y a des pièces de théâtre, il y a plein de choses autour de Vandenplace. Donc il y a une compagnie qui s'appelle Vandenplace avec les albums qu'on connaît et le groupe qu'on connaît. Et puis à côté de ça, il y a plein de choses qui sont faites à côté. Andy, il y a eu des pièces de théâtre. On va parler avec Stéphane, par exemple, du Consortium Project. On peut parler du Missa Mercuria. Enfin, il y a plein de choses à côté qui font que le groupe, il a aussi une respiration. Et je pense que c'est aussi ça qui a fait que ça a été très, 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 très long et très, très bon. We just speak a few seconds about these different projects that we have outside Vandenplace, Stéphane, and of course, I have loved your music when you play with Consortium Project with Jan, and of course the project called Missa Mercuria. Do you think in the next time, maybe in 2022 or something like that, we have the possibility to see again a same project like Missa Mercuria, for example, with the same guys on it or something like that?
With Missa Mercuria, I don't think, because this was in really production just for this one special time.
Okay.
There was a woman behind this project who wanted to fulfill her dream. She had this idea of this story and she needed songwriters. So it was the guy from Pink Cream 69, guitar player, what's his name?
Coffee's are for you, or something like that, yes.
We had Alex yes. Bayroth.
For Voodoo Cycle and something like that, yes.
Yeah, we had Günther and we had me, and we were writing the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was not our production. It was from Bottom Row, our mm-hmm. management at these days. So this was a very special thing at these days. But a lot of people like this Missa Mercuria CD very much, because it has a lot of elements from the different songwriters.
Yes, so, of course. That's a good chemistry for this one, in fact.
Yeah. And the musicians, we knew each other, but we never played together in a band. So, but we met in the studio and we jammed together. So it was pretty cool. And I liked the CD very much. With Consortium Project, it's different. Ian Perry just released a new CD.
Yes.
I think it was last year. And one day he wrote an email, hi Stefan, I'm doing another Consortium Project CD, or let's say in Paris CD, are you able to play some songs for me? And Ian is a very, very, very nice person, and in the music scene I don't meet him often, but he's really a friend of mine. He's a wonderful singer, and he's a musician through and through, and I like him very much. And I said, Ian, there's no question, if you need me I will play for you. So I did it, yeah.
comme je disais, on parlait de Consortium Projet avec Yann Parrish et Missa Mercuria. Donc Missa Mercuria, c'était un sujet à part. Si vous voulez écouter un album assez intéressant, écoutez donc ce Missa Mercuria, parce qu'il y a plein de bonnes choses dedans. Vous allez voir, c'est quand même très très bien. Et puis Consortium Projet, comme le dit Stéphane, il a participé à plein d'albums. Et puis Yann Parrish lui a demandé, est-ce que tu veux et il me montre en direct l'album de Yann Parrish. Et il est capable de remettre des titres et des chansons dessus, parce que c'est quelqu'un qui joue beaucoup. Stéphane, before we start, of course, we have a specific feeling between Vandenplace and France, because Gideon Grace, the story is in France. You play a lot of concerts in France. One of my big memories is the concert that we made in Élysée Montmartre, if you remember this one. It's this. I keep in my mind this particular concert is Élysée Montmartre, because you have Don Dokken on stage with you, and of course it's a very special feeling for all the fans that we came during this show at Élysée Montmartre, at the old Élysée Montmartre, I would like to say. And do you remember something regarding this concert? Because I know that you play a lot of concerts all over the world, but this one with Don Dokken, can you? Keep this in your memory like a special concert due to this of course, Don Dokken with you, a lot of songs sing by the people and something like that. That's totally crazy at this at this moment for the band in Paris. So do you keep during this concert now?
I have a lot of memories from this concert. Really, really, it was like that. First of all, it was like that. We had Don Dokken with us, and I was, and I'm still a huge fan from Dokken when I was a school kid. I was a huge fan from Dokken, from George Lynch. George Lynch was one of my absolute guitar heroes.
Yeah.
And in 1986, I saw Dokken as support band from Accept on the Metal Heart tour. And then, like 14 years later, my hero is with me on stage singing the song. So it was great. Then I can remember not only Don Dokken, my friend Patrick Ronda.
Yeah.
On stage, wonderful, wonderful guitar player and one of the finest persons in music business. And he played Rainmaker with us. And then I can remember all. I have like goosebumps when I remember when we had this. This computer alarm passage in How Many Tears, where everybody was
How Many Tears, yeah.
Yeah, we had this when we did Far of Grace, we had this special place in Far of Grace where we did this French song. A lot of special elements and a lot of special parts during this concert I can really still remember. And I think when I hear the Spirit of Life CD,
yeah,
it's very rough, the CD, but it really keeps the spirit of the concert.
Yeah.
And that's very important. It's not overproduced. It's very rough. You can hear every little thing, and it really sounds like you are in the venue.
Mm. Yeah. Yes.
And it was maybe also, it was a very, very good concert. And as I said, in our ranking, we have, you know, we had in France, we had some other great concerts. For example, we were playing with Dream Theater and Angra in Bourges.
Yeah,
it was also a great concert. We have a lot of good memories.
I was here.
in France. So, but for sure, because it's the place and the concert where we recorded the CD, and this will always be in your memory for sure. Yeah.
Juste, on était revenu un petit peu en arrière, j'en ai profité parce que j'avais la question depuis un moment en stock pour Stéphane. Ils ont fait bien sûr le Spirit Live à l'Élysée Montmartre, il y avait plein d'invités, il y avait Patrick Ronda, il y avait Don Dokken, et comme le dit Stéphane, bah, c'est aussi un grand moment parce qu'il est très fan de Dokken, et puis ça lui a permis d'avoir son héros avec lui sur scène, et puis de jouer avec Patrick Ronda à Rainmaker, c'est quand même pas rien. How Many Tears, c'est pas rien non plus, et on a passé un excellent moment, et comme il le dit, l'album il est très route. C'est vraiment le son qu'on avait dans la salle. Et moi, j'ai toujours autant de plaisir à réécouter ce disque. So, Stéphane, I just said that I have the same pleasure today to re-listen again and again this live, because it's very particular. These roof songs with a lot of energy, emotion during this live show seems very particular again and again and again. And I find a lot of things when I listen again and again this live. So it's a very particular one for me, but I know that this is a roof one. Et bien, on va terminer l'émission avec Stéphane, on va le libérer. Stéphane, I know that you're working with Patrick Ronda, so that's why we speak French very fluent. So maybe we can, before we finish, we can make some words in French to the listener.
Some words in French. you mean like a jingle?
No. I'm not sure.
No.
So, Stéphane, thank you so much for your time. So, merci beaucoup. Danke schön. It's a real pleasure to speak with you again and again and again. I hope that you find the best approach for the 2021 concert. I don't speak about that because it's very difficult to have a clear overview for concerts. So I prefer to check your Facebook page to see when we can see you on stage. Now we have to move into Christmas. So Stéphane, thank you very much. Have a nice Christmas. And maybe we can just give some words for the French listener now. And just after we push Yonder the Horizon. It's on your hands now, Stéphane. The words is for you.
So, Olivier, thanks a lot for inviting me to your show, and I hope everybody will keep well and stay safe, and everybody will have a good 21, and everybody, please take care about other people.
Stefan, thank you so much. So we start now to listen Under the Origin, a second one, wonderful one from the new CD. Stefan, thank you so much. And enjoy the rest of the day and have a happy Christmas. And hope to see you very soon on stage in 2021, maybe, or 2022. Thank you so much.
Thank you too, Olivier. Thanks, bye.
This is it. I'm from heaven sent. So this is it. I can see.